Here's a look at First News. It's fair, it's accurate, you get the damn truth. Pakistan's Air Force has launched a retaliatory strike in Iran, targeting militant positions there. The attack killed 9 people, raised tensions between those neighboring nations. The strikes follow Iran's attack Tuesday on a Pakistani soil that killed 2. That's right, folks. The United States and all of our might and will and power and strength, we're not attacking Iran. We're not going after the head of the snake that is responsible for all of these terrorist acts, the financing behind Hamas, Houthi rebels. They're getting their weaponry from there. The United States doesn't have a set enough right now under our current leadership to attack Iran. But Pakistan is going after the head of the snake. And they continue, the Houthi rebels, to fire a series of rockets at ships there in the Red Sea. And cowardly enough, we just sit by, take out a couple canoes once in a while. And before it's too late, we may have to act. Authorities, with all this bad weather, said that a power line heavy with ice fell on a car in Portland, Oregon. It killed 3 people. The roads were very treacherous out there. Fire department said a large branch actually fell on the power line, causing it to crash down onto the car. Authorities believe the victims were electrocuted after they got out of that vehicle. Washington, Oregon, much of the country now getting hit by this winter weather. But yesterday over there, they had an inch of ice which weighed down those power lines. Our U.S. military launched another missile strike yesterday against Houthi controlled sites in Yemen. Yeah, we're going after a couple outhouses. We took out a couple canoes here a week or so ago. In the meantime, Pakistan, of course, they're going after Iran. They know where all this is coming from. Strikes were launched in the Red Sea. We hit 14 missiles yesterday that were aimed at ships there. The U.S. also. Here, boy, you better watch out. The U.S. has now put the Houthis back on a list of global terrorists. But we've designated them a different kind of terrorist. What the hell is that? A terrorist is a terrorist.
There's no little ones or big ones.
No. No, it's like having a couple different kind of ticks. You know, they all going to suck blood out if you cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not going to really put them on the list of the most dangerous terrorists, but they are terrorists now. We put them back on the list yesterday. New federal report out into the halting and the haphazard law enforcement response to school shooting down in Uvalde, Texas, is about to be released. The DOJ review will likely revive scrutiny of the hundreds of police who responded, but they waited an hour to confront and kill the gunman, scheduled to be made public today. Uvalde, community of 15,000, continues to struggle with the trauma left by the killing of those students and teachers. The shooting's already been picked over anyway in legislative hearings, news reports, all kind of reports by Texas lawmakers who faulted their law enforcement at every level in response to that shooting. Joe Biden has been absent. Nobody has seen him or heard from them for over 3 days now. But today he's going to make a public appearance in North Carolina. He's going there to highlight an investment bringing 16,000 homes high-speed internet. North Carolina has 16 electoral votes, one of his top priorities. He lost that state in 2020 to former President Trump. He's going there to highlight part of his Build Back Better program with a check for $82 million so 16,000 homes can get high-speed internet. It's Thursday. We don't know where he'll go after that. Maybe back to Delaware again for the whole weekend, but he has been absent this week. States are starting to see increased demand for their state cash amid high interest rates. State treasurer said they've seen a significant increase in applications for programs that use state money to spur private investment and bargain price loans. Under programs, states deposit money in banks at below market interest rates. Those banks then leverage the funds to make low interest loans. The loan programs can typically help a small business, farmer, developers of affordable housing. Not every state has them, but many who do have them said since the Fed's been rising interest rates, they are seeing overwhelming demand for the money in no state programs. All federal officials have briefed a congressional committee on their investigation into that jet that lost a door, fuselage, in mid-flight this month. The airlines have been inspected by these FAA experts. They have inspected 40 identical Boeing planes. They'll review the info from those inspections. Jennifer Homedy, chair of the NTSB and the FAA administrator, Mike Winogur, spent 2 hours briefing members of Congress yesterday. After that, Alaska Airlines jetliner door blew off. Nothing was said about penalties or enforcement. We'll see what happens today. Asian stock markets are trading mixed. Pessimism spreading among investors about the imminent interest rate cut in the U.S., Japan, Nikkei. Nikkei was up about 0.5 of a point today. Shares were also up in Seoul, but fell in Sydney, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. The Fed will deliver their interest rate talk later on. S&P 500 yesterday fell 26 points. Our Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 94. NASDAQ yesterday was down 88 points. Some of the winners and losers, Charles Schwab, reported stronger profits for the latest quarter. Spirit Airlines was under heavy pressure again. The value of its stock sank 22% after a judge blocked the JetBlue Airways Spirit Airlines merger. He said it could possibly lead to higher airfares. This is what the judge said. So the judge blocked it. Crude oil yesterday, $72.76 a barrel. It's kind of calmed down a little bit since tensions in the Middle East. Artificial intelligence is becoming a big buzzword for world leaders. They're all getting together at the World Economics Forum, where they had some dancer yesterday blow kisses to all of the members that were there. That was gross. I don't even know what that said. It was something about the rainforest and the spirits getting into their system, but they're all getting together there. For a week, frigid temperatures from Chicago to North Texas have made life very difficult for electric vehicle drivers. Can you imagine? Electric vehicle drivers are having trouble down in Texas with EVs, folks. In Texas, they're complaining long lines for charging, and even their EVs wouldn't charge when they were plugged in because the batteries were too cold. Experts said there are ways to make an EV work, though, in Sub-Zero. You got to warm up the battery before you plug a vehicle in. There are battery chemistry breakthroughs coming, though, that will make the EVs more resilient to temperature plunges. But right now, they're not, and people are mad. That drought that began last year forced authorities to slash ship crossings by 36% in the Panama Canal. That's one of the world's most important trade routes. New cuts announced Wednesday by the Panamanian Authority could be a big blow to them. Canal administrators now estimate that water levels could cost them $500 to $700 million. One of the most severe droughts ever to hit Panama has stirred chaos in that route, causing a traffic jam of boats, casting doubts on the canal's reliability for international shipping. Apple's in the news. Apple said it will disable a blood oxygen monitoring feature on its two most popular watches in the United States Thursday to comply with a court order revival of sales, the ban stemming from a patient dispute. The decision to turn off the blood oxygen sensors by either the Apple Watch Series 9 or the Ultra 2 came after a court Wednesday refused to extend an order that allowed the watches to remain in stores during a battle over the rights to some of the technology issued by the Court of Appeals. U.S. International Trade Commission in October ruled the blood oxygen sensor in the Apple Watch models infringes on patients' rights. Does anybody use a watch to tell time anymore? Huh? They use it for heartbeat, sugar analysis.
Oh, you can answer emails on there
emails.
Now?
Does anybody need it for time? We mentioned earlier, Governor Greg Gianforte announced yesterday he is seeking re-election. Using an historical budget surplus coming out of the pandemic, Montana was able to pay off a lot of debt, reduce the top income tax rate, and authorize rebates for taxpayers. The state has created 40,000 jobs, saw record low unemployment. Critics say, and AP is a critic, by the way, critics say GN40 has not done enough to offset residential property tax increases because of appraised values. The Montana Democratic Party criticized Gabordi for supporting legislation to restrict access to abortion. 25-year-old man reportedly threatened to commit a Columbine-style attack at a high school pleaded guilty. Possessing bombs and a silencer, Logan Pallister entered his plea in federal court in Great Falls, faces 10 years. Witnesses said he had multiple bombs and access to firearms and making threats to attack Helena High School. The Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by the governor and several state agencies to block a court ruling on a climate case. Judge said in August the law forbidding state regulators from analyzing the effects of greenhouse gas emissions when issuing permits for fuel development violated our Constitution. Greg Gianforte and agencies wanted the court to block the ruling. Attorneys for these young skulls full of mush who've been indoctrinated with all this BS said the state has to comply with the order. The DEQ director said Wednesday he's disappointed in the ruling, and they are declined to say how the state will respond. And the world might see its first trillionaire sooner than you think. In an annual assessment of global inequalities published this week by Oxfam International. That whole sentence right there just makes me want to throw up. A trillionaire could emerge within the next 10 years. Among the findings, they highlighted how personal fortunes of the world's five richest people, Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault, Jeff Bezos, Larry Ellison, Warren Buffett, more than doubled in 2020. That measure is a jump of their income. They timed its report to the gathering of the business elites that are getting together in Switzerland, where this forum is. Elon Musk worth $226 billion right now. And let's see here, who else that? Bernard Arnault, he's worth $175 billion. Jeff Bezos, worth $173 billion. He would have been worth $350 billion, but his ex got 100 and some billion dollars.
He must have really not liked her.
I guess. Or that other girl must have really been something.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett's worth $119 billion. So Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, a lot of these are all big-name Democrats, wealthiest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And their wealth is growing. But this isn't cash. This is asset wealth.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
In sports, we find out about a month later, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay, was found unresponsive and struggling to breathe before they took him to a hospital by paramedics last month. He was found in bed, cold to the touch, when the emergency personnel got there the morning of December 8th.
He was blue.
They had to use a dose of Narcan, which reverses the effects of opioid overdose. And he said he's fighting something respiratory, but when you got money, you get different drugs than other people. And you get as many drugs as you think you need. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a music collection. Just his guitars are worth $1 billion. Bob Dylan's guitar, John Lennon's guitar, stuff like that. And he's got all kinds of...
A billion?
$1 billion worth of guitars, Paul.
I didn't know there was $1 billion worth of guitars on the planet.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, today going to be cold, 6 degrees for the high. That's it. Snow off and on. It should taper off later this morning. And the skies will clear. And when they clear overnight, our low is going to be 14 below again. Going to be cold, so there'll be some 20 belows again Friday morning on your way to work. 12 Friday. Then when you wake up Saturday, you're going to notice it was a lot warmer when you woke up than when you went to bed. Saturday, we're going to hit 36. Upper 30s over the weekend, 40s next week. So we'll be out of it soon. 5 right now. Give me 5. 5.
The kids even know what that means anymore.
Probably not. And snowing out there. Roads are a little tough. Plows are out working, but you'll need some extra time today. Well, you won't, I guess. Screw that.
Look, you're lucky to have me, and I'll be there when I get there.
That's right. That's right. That's what's happening. Game day today. We got a lot of stuff to give away. Thanks for tuning into The Cat.